settling into a comfortable position. Probably best to sit in a straight-backed chair. So it might be helpful if you're using a chair to sit and allowing the back to self-support as much as is possible. So not resting into the chair too much or being too rigid, but allowing your back to self-support as much as is comfortable. So if you're sitting in a chair, placing your feet flat on the floor with your legs uncrossed and gently closing your eyes over. Perhaps placing your hands on your knees or on your lap and just bringing awareness to your posture now. Allowing your posture to reflect your dignity, your intention to pay attention, to be awake, alert. So, bringing your awareness to the physical sensations by maybe just noticing the sense of touch and pressure that your body makes in contacting the floor, the chair that you're sitting on. So spending a moment or two just noticing, as in the body scan, just noticing the pressure points where your feet make contact, your upper legs, your lower back. Just noticing those pressure points. And in your own time, bringing your awareness to the changing pattern of physical sensation in the lower abdomen as the breath moves in and out of your body. So just noticing that movement, that ebb and flow. If you're new to this practice, it might be helpful to place your hand on your lower abdomen to become a little bit more aware of the changing pattern where your hand makes contact with the abdomen. So just helping you to kind of tune in with that movement. And when you're ready and comfortable, just removing the hand and focusing your attention on the sensation, movement. Bringing your awareness to the sensation of the slight stretching as the abdominal wall rises with each in-breath, and the gentle deflation as it falls with the out-breath. So just paying attention and following one breath all the way through, beginning to end, just noticing the entire journey of this particular breath. perhaps noticing the slight pause between the in-breath and the following out-breath. That kind of turnaround, if you like. And between the out-breath and the following in-breath. It's really important that we don't try and force the breath or control the breathing in any way. How you're breathing is more than okay. How you're breathing has got you here. So we're simply letting the breath breathe itself, so to speak. So remembering we're not trying to change anything or feel or experience anything special. We're just noticing with a gentle, compassionate curiosity what's happening. What's happening with the breath. Remembering there's no right way to breathe. There's nothing to fix here. Our job is simply to notice what's happening in this moment and in this moment. So giving up the idea of achieving anything. Certainly giving up the idea of being or becoming relaxed. Just rather focusing on being where we already are. So just returning attention again to the breath over and over. And of course the mind wanders. That's what our minds do. The mind will wander far away from the breath in the lower abdomen. It'll begin thinking and planning and remembering and or zoning out. That's perfectly okay. That's what minds do. The job of mindfulness is to notice when the mind has wandered and then bring the mind back, in this case, to the breath. So our job is just to notice and then return the attention to the breath. It's important to say that the wandering mind, that's not a mistake or a failure. That's just how our minds are. Our job is just to notice and return attention to the breath in this case. But very gently, when we notice the mind has wandered, just escorting the awareness back to the pattern of sensation in the lower abdomen. Bringing our attention back to the rise and fall, the ebb and flow. So it's very normal that we get distracted and caught up in planning or remembering. That's what minds do. And our job is just to, in this case, return attention to the breath. So when you notice your mind has wandered, congratulate yourself. congratulate yourself for noticing. And then bring your attention back to the breath. Just return to noticing the breath in the abdomen, noticing the rise and fall of each breath. Just noticing where your mind is now. And as best you can, with a quality of compassion, quality of kindness, just returning your attention to the breath. So just simply being aware of your experience in each moment. Using the breath as an anchor for your attention. The mind wanders, you bring it back. Mind wanders, you bring it back to the breath, the movement of the abdomen. And just perhaps paying attention to the posture. And without moving too suddenly or quickly, if you need to readjust your posture so that it reflects your intention to be awake. You may wish to do that with awareness and attention. Remembering that it's never, ever a good idea to be in pain or whilst sitting like this. So it's important to make wise decisions. And if you need to adjust the posture. And then, once again, noticing where your mind is. And with gentle curiosity, with tenderness, bringing your attention back to the breath. Just noticing where your mind is. Congratulating yourself. And with the same gentleness and kindness, just returning to the breath. So just noticing once again if the mind has wandered, where the mind is, and then bringing the focus of your attention back to breathing, knowing that how you're breathing is more than okay, and that the mind wandering is a normal, natural function of the mind. Our job is to train the mind in awareness and paying attention. Gently, kindly, with affection. So all the time, bringing your attention back to the breath. Noticing whatever thoughts of planning or boredom or whatever it is. Just noticing the internal dialogue, the internal soap opera. And when you notice the mind having jumped to the future or fallen back into the past, just bringing the attention back to the moment, to this moment. So all the time returning to this moment. So perhaps paying attention once again to posture. It's not unusual when we sit for a length of time that we can, our posture can become a little bit soft or not helpful. So if needs be, just realigning the posture to reflect your intention to fall awake. Knowing that mindfulness is about paying attention, being connected. There is a certain activity required. Just noticing where your mind is once again. And with gentleness and compassion, returning to the breath. Returning to the anchor of the breath. The movement of the abdomen. And once again, noticing where the mind is. And with kindness and compassion, bringing attention back to the gentle movement of the breath of the abdomen. Just taking a moment or two to prepare for the transition as this sitting comes to an end. Perhaps taking a moment to congratulate yourself for creating the time to do this practice. Creating the time today to turn up, to take care, to be kind to yourself. And soon the bells will ring to indicate the end of this sitting.